It might help if, when I ask you a question, don't think of making a political statement. Just, if we were talking in the pub.
Talk in the pub, yeah.
And I ask you any of these questions, you'd have an answer for me. That's how you got to talk to me.
Yeah.
Is that Mike Willacy coaching a political interviewee, Rick Muir, from the Motoring Enthusiast Party, on how to go about an interview? I don't know, something strange. It was a sensational interview. It's a sensational package, but there was something strange about it. And I wonder, raises ethical questions, and I wonder how we should respond to it. Scott Stevens joins us now from the ABC's Religion and Ethics website. Scott, I suppose the first thing is it okay to broadcast something when it seemed to happen after the interview was wrapped up?
Oh, well, Ed, look, not to put too fine a point on it, but it's days like this where I really do think that our capacity to be civil, our capacity to actually show empathy towards fellow human beings is hanging by a thread. The whole thing was grotesque. For those very few people who are among the audience that might not have seen this particular interview, the real scandal about it, and look, I just to give Mike Willacy his credit, I did actually feel during certain parts he was actually trying to be, for want of a better word, he was actually trying to be a bit pastoral. He was actually trying to put poor Ricky Muir on a little bit of a sort of emotional level ground.
It wasn't a merciless skewering of him. That wasn't the way the interview itself was conducted, but it's the way the editing of it worked afterwards.
Yes, and in fact, it was the broadcasting of what can only be described as B-roll. The very moments, and look, any of us who have been in front of, who have had the terrible experience of being in front of the camera for footage that's going to be edited at a later stage, we pray and hope to God that nobody ever sees the mistakes and the blunders that we make. And look, Ricky Muir he's been described as, you know, invisible, as a kind of everyman. He's very reluctant to do interviews, and to be perfectly honest, now we know why. Although many of us would have expected this, that he simply is not a polished media performer. He wasn't able to. I mean, I got the impression that there were certain grabs, there are certain explanations that he had done his level best to try to get his arms around, and just wasn't quite able to do it when it came to the interview himself.
Right. But the flip side, though, Scott, is the argument that he's simply not. Or the undertone was that he's not up to the task of being a senator. Yeah. Being an elected representative, which raises the question, what are the legitimate expectations we can have, and then what are the legitimate tools we can use to discern whether or not those expectations have been met?
Yep. Look, I think this kind of grubby journalism, let's put Mike Willacy to the side for a moment. Whoever was responsible for editing the package to put together this particular program, I think that really was pretty ham-fisted. I have to say, though, I mean, if you know, at the risk of putting my neck on the block, this was the story that was the top story on ABC News Online for the entirety of yesterday. Mm. So, you know, as much as we want to point the finger at journalists or editors for being pretty grubby in putting this particular package together, look, here we are. This is the modern arena. This is the modern freak show. We love this sort of thing. Now, just to come straight to your question, though, look, we have a serious crisis in Western politics when it comes to the issue of representation. I mean, just remember poor Jaime Diaz during We discussed him yeah. during the election campaign last year. He was a fully endorsed a political staffer who made a meal of an interview with a roadside journalist. During one of his walkthroughs of Parramatta. This is, you know, unfortunately, there is a particular class of people that are being funneled through into politics. They tend to be economics trained, they tend to be legally trained, and or they tend to be political staffers. The whole problem with the notion of representation in Western politics is that local representatives aren't, in fact, local representatives. They become more or less chattel. They become the ownership of the party whips and the party minders and the spin doctors and ultimately the leader of the parties. And what happens as a result? Because of the censorious role that's usually played by the media, because of the disciplinary and ultimately banalizing role that's played by the party political process, people who might have, let's say, everyday experience, or let's say people who might, God forbid, have experience or education in the humanities or in literature, people who really display a completely different set of political virtues that might bring something of that into political deliberations, these are the very people that either deliberately or by the sheer banality of the political process itself are simply kept out of political discussions.
Look, but at what point do you just say, sorry, that's just incompetence and it's too much incompetence and it needs to be exposed?
Yeah, look, I think before he actually takes up his senatorial seat, I think that's probably he's still got a little bit of time yet. Look, Wally, this is going to be very controversial me saying this, but I don't think a representative's capacity to perform in front of a media who tells him how and how high or when and how high to jump, I don't think that that's necessarily a measure of whether or not someone is a good political candidate. Someone who's able to do a good or a competent media interview, I don't think that's necessarily a measure of political competence or not. Look, I would hope that this process that's seen him elected to the Senate, I hope that it's educative for him. I hope that good people come alongside him. But I don't think it's right to write him off quite yet.
Yeah. Well, it's a really interesting frontier, I think, that's about to open up. Scott, thank you so much for joining us again. We'll speak next week. News time now, 7 o'clock. See you in five.